So let's review. Before we begin the Mishnah, let's briefly review the meaning of Nichsi Melug and Nichsi Tzern Basel. When a woman gets married, her property and belongings remain hers, but her husband acquires certain rights to them in one of two ways. Nichsi Tzern Basel are those properties which are assessed and written into the Ksuba. The husband acquires all rights to them during the marriage. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties or their value must be returned to her at their assessed value at the time of the marriage, and the increase or decrease in value accrues to him. For the purpose of our Mishnah, they are considered his. Nechsi Melug are those properties which are not assessed and written to the Ksuba. They remain in her possession, and the husband merely has the rights to its payers, its produce, or profits. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties are returned to her at their current value at the time of the divorce, and the increase or decrease in value accrues to her. For the purposes of our Mishnah, they are considered hers. Zok the Mishnah. Amon l'kohen gadol grusha v'chalitza l'kohen hedyut. Kohen gadol who marries a widow, or kohen hedyut who marries a divorcee, and hechnisa loy avdi melug v'avdi tzern barzel, she brought into the marriage servants who were nichsi melug and servants who were nichsi tzern barzel. Avdi melug lo yechlu b'truma. The avdi melug minari truma because they are her possessions. Avdi tzern barzel yechelu. The avdi tzern barzel may eat truma because they are the husband's possessions. The Gemara will elaborate on the reasons. The Mishnah explains, Ve'elu hein avdi melug, imesu meisu la, v'maisiro hisiru la. Avdi melug are those which, if they die, it's her loss, and if they increase in value, it's her gain. Therefore, afa peishu chai b'mzainaisan, hare'elu lo yechlu b'truma. Even though the husband is required to provide for their needs, they may not eat truma because they are not considered his possessions, but hers. Ve'elu hein avdi tzern barzel. Avdi tzern barzel are those which, if they die, it's his loss, and if they increase in value, it's his gain. Therefore, since he is completely liable for them, they may eat truma, because they are considered his possessions. The Mishnah continues, Bas Yisrael shenisis l'koyin v'chnisis loy avodim. A koyin who marries a Bas Yisrael, and she has servants. Whether they are avdi melug or avdi tzern barzel, they may eat truma. Ubas koyin shenisis li Yisrael v'chnis lo avodim. A Yisrael who marries a bas koyin and she has servants. Whether they are avdi melug or avdi tzern barzel, they may not eat truma. The Gemara explains by citing a brayso. The Tanya. Minayin l'koyin shenosa isha v'kana avodim sheyechlo b'truma. What is the source that the wife and servants of the Kohen are allowed to eat truma? After all, they're not Kohanim. Shenemar v'koyin ki yikne nefesh kin yikas boy hu yaychel boy. The Pasuk states that when a Kohen acquires a living soul, they're allowed to eat truma. The Brisa continues. U'minayin l'isha shekansa avodim v'avod v'shekana avodim sheyechlo b'truma. And what is the source that when his wife or his servants acquire their own servants, that they too are allowed to eat truma? The additional words kinyan kasbay teach us that when his possessions acquire possessions, they too are allowed to eat truma. If so, why are the avdi melug not allowed to eat truma? The Gemara offers three explanations. One, Amar Avina, kinyan oichel meichel, kinyan she'ena oichel ena meichel. When the Kohen's possessions may eat, their possessions may eat as well. But when the Kohen's possessions may not eat, their possessions may not eat either. Therefore, since this is a prohibited marriage, she becomes a chalala and disqualified from kahuna and from eating truma. Since she may not eat, her servants may not eat either. The second explanation, Rava Amar, Midai Raisa Mechel Achli, Rabban Hu de Grazi Behu, Midai Raisa, her servants are indeed allowed to eat as taught in the Braisa. However, the Rabbanan enacted a gzera. Kedei shetoymer, ani ene echeles, avade ene oichlen, zoyne etzloi, helkach asi lafuka. To help her realize that being that she and her servants are not allowed to eat, this means that she's not really married to him, and she will eventually end her marriage. The third explanation, Ravashi amar ba'al mono kehenes de asya lo eroi. Midarai, so her servants are allowed to eat. However, the Rabbanan enacted a gzera in the case of a widow, a bas kayin, who married a Kohen Gadol, who then died. Because she will rationalize as follows. Mi'ikara, achli b'truma de b'nasha. Originally, my servants were eligible to eat truma because of my father, a Kohen. Insiv lahai, achli b'truma de gavroi. I married the Kohen Gadol, and they eat truma because of my husband. V'hashta hadri lila milsei kamaisa. Now that my husband died, they may continue to eat truma as before. V'lo yada dimikara leishavisal nafshechalala. Hashta shavisal nafshechalala. And she will not realize that initially she was qualified, and therefore causing them to be qualified to eat truma. However, now that she became disqualified as a halala, she can no longer cause them to be qualified to eat truma. Therefore, the Chacham enacted a gzerah that as soon as she enters a prohibited marriage, her Avdi Milug are not allowed to eat truma. However, there was no need to enact a gzerah for Avdi Tzem Barzel, because it's clearly understood that the husband was the one qualifying them to eat, as his possessions, and since he died, they no longer have a reason to eat. The Gemara adds, although Amalek Bas Yisrael, Ma'ik Lameimer, this gzerah does not apply to a widow, a Bas Yisrael, who is married to Kohen Gadol. Since her servants cannot eat before she was married, nevertheless, Ba'amanusa Loi Pligi Rabbanan, the Chacham included all widows in the gzerah. The Gemara continues, Hamachnes is Shum Labayla. She brought into the marriage Nichsi Tzern Basel, which were assessed and written to the Ksuba. Now, at the time of divorce, he Imeres, she says, the actual belongings. And he says that he will give her the value of the belongings. Hadin and me. Who gets to keep the original belongings? This is a machlaikis. She has the rights to get the belongings so that they remain in her family. He gets to keep the belongings, because the Mishnah says that since he takes full responsibility for the Nechsi Tzern Basel, the servants may eat truma. Therefore, he retains ownership of these possessions and pays her their value. The Gemara cites two brises, one in support of Rabbi Yehuda and one in support of Rav Ami. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The final ruling is like Rabbi Yehuda, that she gets the actual belongings because Mistaber Taimi Mishum Shvach Besavir. His reasoning of Shvach Besavia is more compelling. The Gemara continues, Amr Bihuda, Hechnisu loy shnei kelim be'elev zuz, v'shivchu v'amdu ashnei alofim. She brought into the marriage as Nichsi Tzern Basel two utensils, which at the time of the marriage were worth 1,000 zuz. By the time of the divorce, their value increased to 2,000 zuz, and the gain is his. Therefore, Echad netlasa b'ksuba, she takes only one utensil for the 1,000 zuz guaranteed in the ksuba. However, the echad nesen is damim min talasai mipnei shvach besavia didahava. She can compel him to sell her the second utensil for its current value of 1,000 zuz because of shvach besavia, even though it belongs to him.